Hey babe, sorry, I just got your message. I was running some errands and I just got back, but I got your voicemail and I heard that you're having a bad day. And I'm really sorry to hear that. I'm assuming it's work stuff. You were stressing out about it for a while. You stayed up these past couple nights doing stuff for work with your projects, and you were working on a presentation that you were so worried about, and I hope it went okay. But if anything, like, I'm really sorry that you're not having a good day. If it helps, I was thinking about you all day. Just thinking about what we should do tonight after you come back. I might be making dinner soon. I'll make you your favorite. I know you love your favorite. You can never go wrong with your favorite. Even if you're having a bad day or you don't want to eat, you always eat your favorite meal. Because that's who you are. And then after you eat, or after we eat, we can take a nice little bath together. I'll wash your back. Then you'll wash mine. Or if you don't want to, that's fine. I'll pamper you since you're the one having the bad day. I'll scrub you down. I'll wash your hair. I'll just give you nice slow massages on your shoulders or your back or the necessary places that you need. I'll give you endless kisses. Then afterwards, we can watch a little movie. We'll snuggle it all up on the couch with so many blankets. I don't care if it's the summer. We're going to have a lot of blankets. We're going to have lots of blankets, pillows. We'll make the popcorn. I just bought some popcorn today, actually. Extra butter, your favorite. So we'll make a lot of popcorn. We have wine. I think we have wine. Yeah, we have wine. We had two bottles like a couple days ago. We just finished. Yeah, we have one bottle left. So we can take some of that. And then we can have a movie night or a TV night or a video game night. I know video games help you when you're stressed or when you're having a rough day. So either you can play whatever you want, or we can challenge each other in Mario Kart. I won't try, so you can easily kick my ass in Mario Kart. Or I know you like playing shooting games to help you relieve some stress and some anger. I'll just sit on the couch next to you, being your little cheerleader, as usual. Because I'm always your cheerleader. Then afterwards, we can go to the bed and just, maybe I'll give you a massage, another massage, or I'll put your head on my chest, let your arms wrap around my waist, just running my hand slowly through your hair, giving the top of your head soft little kisses. I'll ask you if you want to talk about your day. If you want to, you can talk. If you don't want to talk about it, you do not have to. We can just sit and just enjoy each other's company even more than we already were when we're in the living room. But I know with rough days, it takes a toll on you. So tonight, I just want to pamper you. Because you always spoil me with all the snuggles and everything. But in this relationship, it's a 50-50. So I will pamper you tonight in any way possible. I'll give you a foot rub. I'll give you your shoulder rub. I'll give you a back rub. I'll give you a scalp rub. I know you like it when I give you your scalp a massage. Put you to sleep within like 5 minutes. I can hear you snoring on my couch, on my chest now. Whatever you need, I got you. Cause I always got you, baby. All right. I'll leave you to it. I don't know. What time is that? I think you'll be leaving work soon. I think so. I think you'll be leaving work soon. But I'll see you soon. I'll see you when I see you. I'll probably start making our dinner right after I hang up. But, yeah. It's kind of me just giving you the reassurance that you need and the reassurance that you deserve. I'm here. When you come home, you have nothing to worry about. Your girl got you. All right. I hope you have an all right rest of your shift. And I'll see you tonight. I love you, baby. Bye.